Salek News, Thursday, May 26, 2016. MP steps in to help residents in six-year-old flats set for demolition. Residents of the 85 Peckham flats to be demolished or renovated 6 years after they were built are being backed by MP Harriet Harman as they negotiate with Wandle Housing Association. The news revealed on May 12th that subsidence and persistent flooding had been discovered in the four blocks in Solomon's Passage, meaning two of the buildings will have to be demolished and rebuilt. The MP for Camberwell and Peckham met on Friday with a dozen tenants and leaseholders and joined them on Monday in Parliament when residents met with Wandle's chief executive, Tracy Lees, to discuss their needs. Residents were given the shocking news on April 25th following inspections by independent fire experts, Building Research Establishment, and construction company Keegan's Limited. Following Keegan's advice, Wandle announced plans to demolish blocks 42 and 44 after blocks 40 and 46 are refurbished. Several residents told the news they reported problems related to the basement car park flooding in 2011. As well as problems with mould, damp and cockroaches. The news has also learnt that some of the affected families in Solomon's Passage came to the site after being moved from the Haygate estate. Other tenants living in the blocks were people who had to be evacuated from the 2009 Craysbrook Gardens fire, which destroyed more than 50 flats. Now residents face an ongoing battle to secure compensation, while Wandle continues to demand full rent and service charges. The association confirmed residents have so far been offered a disturbance allowance of up to £3,000 for moving costs, while those who have permanently to move will be entitled to £5,300 home loss payment. One resident who asked to remain anonymous told the news that Monday's meeting was mostly positive and that the association's CEO had been receptive and responded well to residents' ideas. The resident said, "The ball is in Wandle's court now. We have given them 20 working days to respond to their demands before negotiations continue." But ahead of Monday's meeting, Sam Thompson, 32, a shared owner in Block 40 with a nine-month-old son, said, "Because of the history with Wandle, I don't have any trust in them. I'm not convinced we will get any results, but I would like to hope that we do. I don't want to move out of my flat, but I know we will have to. I'm not prepared to move out of Southwark. I want to stay in the area. It means I've got to find a nursery and work out how I'll travel to work. I have my family and friends and this whole community here." Speaking after the meeting on Friday, Ms. Harman told the news, "I am shocked at what has happened here. The situation that people living here have lost their peace of mind and now their homes is heartbreaking." The MP also offered to help the residents with ongoing negotiations. She recommended that Wandle should allow a resident to join the association's board, to set up a tenants and residents association, and to ask Wandle to pay for an independent mediator throughout their discussions. Tracy Lees, chief executive of Wandle, said, "It was very valuable to meet Solomon's Passage residents on Monday, and hearing their feedback in person has helped us acknowledge their concerns. We remain committed to working with them to find long-term solutions at Solomon's Passage." Last week, the news reported that the four blocks of flats were built by Green Acre Homes South East Limited, who were dissolved as recently as May 3rd and put into administration in 2011.